With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Biden campaign believes it can win Florida because of the abortion issue.
Donald Trump won Florida in both the 2016 and 2020 elections, and it's a state dominated by Republicans at the state level. But Joe Biden's re-election campaign team sees an opening. It believes he can win in Florida this year after the state Supreme Court cleared the way for a GOP-backed law banning abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Democrats have scored several election victories since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and they believe that trend could continue in the Sunshine State. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, millions of spectators in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada eagerly awaiting the total solar eclipse later this morning, expected to be North America's biggest eclipse crowd ever. Clear skies, though, are only promised in northern New England. To Canada, those around Texas, Arkansas, on that path could see cloud cover obstructing the view. The financial markets and the Federal Reserve will sit up and take notice this week when a key barometer of inflation is released.
The Consumer Price Index for March, due for release Wednesday, will play a role in the Fed's decision on interest rates and whether to start cutting rates soon. Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal expect the March CPI to have risen 0.3%, compared with a 0.4% increase a month before. It would point to a continuing cooling of inflation. Another gauge of inflation for March, the Producer Price Index, a measure of prices at the wholesale level, will be released Thursday. Rich Thomason reporting.
Treasury Secretary Yellen says the Biden administration will push China to change an industrial policy that poses a threat to U.S. jobs. Yellen said this today after 4 days of talks with Chinese officials. She also said her visit to Beijing, she had difficult conversations about national security. SRN News. Florida's heartbeat bill is about to go into effect.
Beginning on May 1st, abortion will be banned in the Sunshine State as soon as an unborn child's heartbeat can be detected, usually about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The Florida Supreme Court has rejected a challenge to the measure, which is similar to legislation already in place in other states. Meanwhile, abortion advocates are working on a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the Florida Constitution this November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds Americans agree on a number of the country's fundamental values. The AP NORC survey reveals 90% of adults say the right to vote and equal protection under the law are very important. However, while 58% of Republicans think a culture grounded in Christian values and beliefs is an essential characteristic of America, only 18% of Democrats agree with that survey. This is SRN News. Today is going to be a very special day at Yankee Stadium.
An earthquake shook Yankee Stadium Friday as the Yanks took batting practice before their home opener. 3 days later, the Yankees will play after another natural phenomenon, but at least this one is expected. The solar eclipse Monday afternoon, with parts of New York in its path. The Bronx Bombers will host Miami at 6 p.m. in a game pushed back 4 hours because of the potential for delays. And by the way, the first 15,000 fans will receive a Yankees solar eclipse t-shirt. Jason Walker reporting.
Jerry Grody, the catcher who helped transform the New York Mets from a perennial loser into the 1969 World Series champions, has died. The two-time All-Star Grody played 16 major league seasons. He was 81 years old. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.